Thank you for listening to this teaching from Kingdom Discipleship. As Christians, we need to meditate on the immense price that Jesus paid so that we could have a, quote, Good Friday. The cost that was paid that we might be forgiven and go to heaven when we die is incomprehensible. We will never fully understand the price that Jesus paid for our salvation and deliverance from an eternity in hell. Let's open our Bible now that we might get a true understanding of what makes this a, quote, Good Friday.
Well, good morning and Good Friday. Welcome to another teaching. It's a Good Friday morning today. If you're listening to this on Good Friday, or if you're listening to it on another day, it's essential that as Christians we understand why this is a Good Friday for us, even though it was a literally torturous and difficult Friday for Jesus in ways that we will never fully understand. It was on Friday that Jesus took on himself the sin of the world. It was on Friday that Jesus stood in the path of the wrath of God the Father so that it would not overwhelm and wash you and wash me like a flood right into hell for all eternity. Jesus really stood in the way of the righteous anger of God the Father toward the sin of all humanity and took it on himself. He opened his arms. His left hand and his right hand were nailed to a cross as he took on that wrath of God the Father, as he paid the debt for the sin of the world, being nailed to his cross, being nailed to a cross in each hand, each wrist, and in his feet. Wow. Lord Jesus, we do not know what to say. We only can say thank you, we praise you, and we worship you, Lord. Lord, it's words cannot express how good a Friday that this is for us, Lord. It is indeed a Good Friday. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive us where we have consistently come to this day every year, Lord, and have not remembered you, have not loved you, have not meditated on the incredible price paid for our sin. Lord Jesus, we thank you for becoming a human man for us. We thank you for living a perfect, righteous life on our behalf that we could never live. We thank you for dying a horrible and torturous death on our behalf that we deserve to die. And we thank you that you're alive and risen today. And we worship you today, our risen Savior. We worship you today, Lord Jesus. Father, we love you and we bless you. We cannot understand, nor will we ever fully understand what it was like for you to send Jesus to the cross to die for us. Holy Spirit, we ask you to lead us and guide us now as we open your word. We ask you to give us eyes that see, ears that hear, and hearts to understand. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So we're just going to go through today. It's just going to be a few minutes. It'll just be about another 10 minutes is what I'm planning. And we're gonna go through what happened, okay? We're going to go through the unbelievable torture that Jesus willingly submitted to pay for my sin and to pay for your sin. We're in Matthew 27, and we're going to read verses 27 to 31. And I'm encouraging you today to read these verses and to think about it. For most of us as Christians, I'm not going to say all of us as Christians at certain levels, at different levels, have taken the cross of Christ for granted. It has become somewhat commonplace to us. You know, we're thankful for it, but you know, we've heard about it our whole lives, so it's not something that we often really stop to think about and meditate on. And there is no more important day than this day. This is Good Friday. This is a day, a holiday set aside in the United States of America. I don't know what it is in other countries. So that we could remember the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. To remember that he died in our place. To remember that he was punished in our place. To remember that he paid a sin debt, a debt of sin that he didn't owe, because you and I owed a sin debt that we could not pay. So you want to think about that today. You want to remember that. And if you're listening to this on Saturday, or if you're listening to it on Easter Sunday, whenever you're listening to it, it's always a good day. Every day that ends in day is a good day to celebrate Good Friday. Matthew 27, verse 27 to 31. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. So picture that in your mind. They take Jesus, they force him into this place, and all the soldiers, I don't know how many are there, it could be 50, could be 100. I don't know how many are there. Verse 28, they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. So picture that in your mind. They forcefully take off his clothes and put on a scarlet robe on him. Verse 29, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. So now they take a crown of thorns and they push it down into his scalp in just utter mockery. If you've ever seen one of these crown of thorns twisted, I have one in my garage. The thorns are as sharp as the sharpest knife. They're so sharp that you can just touch it and it'll cause your hand to bleed. Verse 29, and they twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand and knelt in front of him and mocked him. So picture the soldiers coming up, forcing a staff into his right hand as he's standing there. They kneel in front of him and they mock him. So again, just picture soldiers kneeling in front of him and bowing down again and again in a very mocking way. And, you know, just shouting different obscenities, saying, "Oh, hail, King of the Jews," and just whatever they were saying in mockery of him. And now again, just thinking about this, Jesus did this for me and for you. He did this out of his immense, overwhelming love for us. He did this so you and I wouldn't have to spend an eternity separated from him, our Heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit, and one another in hell in utter torment. That's why he went through this. This incredible love was necessary to prevent us from spending an eternity of suffering in hell. Verse 30, they spit on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. So just again, replay this scene in your mind. They spit on him. Soldiers just coming up and spitting on Jesus. They spit on him and took the staff out of his hand and struck him on the head again and again. So they passed the staff around and kept striking him on the head and in the face with it. When you think of this, it can make you very sad. As a man, it can make you very, very angry. It can cause a lot of emotion in you. But we need to remember that at the bottom of it all, each of us are all as bad as these soldiers doing this. You remember when Jesus was hanging on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." Because of our sin, because of our willful sin, Jesus allowed this to happen. He didn't have to allow this to happen. He could have at a moment unmade them all. He could have at a moment struck them all dead. He could have unmade them as if they were never born and never existed. He could have called a legion, 1,000 angels that would have destroyed in a moment all the guards. But he willfully absorbed all this for all of our sin. It was you and I that caused Jesus to have to do this. It was you and I that drove Jesus to this place because he loved us in spite of us. In spite of our wicked sin, he loved us and went through all this. They spit on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. I'm going to end here by asking you, having heard this, have you come to a place where you believe you are a hopeless, helpless, desperate sinner? As the Bible clearly says, do you believe the word of God, the scriptures that proclaim you are a desperate, hopeless, hellbound sinner? Do you believe that? Do you believe that you need a savior? Do you believe that because your sin is so bad, that without a savior, only judgment and eternal separation from God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit in hell awaits you? Do you believe that? Do you believe that, as the Bible clearly says, that your God, God the Son, Jesus, the Son of God, willingly entered this world for you, lived a perfect, righteous life on your behalf that you could never live, died a horrible, torturous death on your behalf that you deserve to die, and was raised from the dead? Do you believe that? God has given his word in the Bible that this is exactly what happened. And have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Believing all that I've just said, have you placed your full faith, confidence, trust, and reliance in Jesus alone to save you, to give you eternal life, to provide for the total forgiveness of your sins, all your sins, past, present, and future sins, and to bring you to heaven when you die? John 1:12 says, "Yet to all who received him," Jesus, "to those who believed in his name," Jesus, "he gave the right to become children of God." So if you're not certain you've received Jesus, you can humble yourself right now before him and receive him as your Savior. Go before him now and simply pray, "Lord Jesus, I believe you are who you said you are, the Son of God, God the Son. Lord Jesus, I do believe that you entered this world and lived that perfect, righteous life, even for me. And I do believe you died that horrible, torturous death on the cross, even for me. And Lord Jesus, I believe that you're alive and risen today. And Lord Jesus, I do ask you now to come into my heart, to be the Lord of my life, to save me from my sin, and to bring me to heaven when I die. Lord Jesus, I place all my faith, all my hope, all my trust, all my confidence in you alone to save me and to be my everlasting Lord and God. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen." All right, well, it's a good Friday. Go back and listen to this again as many times as is necessary. and you want to meditate on these truths, meditate and remember Matthew 27, 27 to 31. It's good to do it. It's good to do it once a week. It's good to do it once a day. But get down on your knees today, this Good Friday, in earnest thanksgiving and praise and worship to Jesus Christ our Lord for his willingness on this day, 2,000 years ago, this Good Friday, to go to the cross and die the death we deserve to die and to take the punishment that we deserve to receive. Father, we worship you. We thank you, we praise you, and we love you. Holy Spirit, seal this to our hearts now, we pray. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen.